Warning, the podcast you're about to hear is very filthy. We say naughty words you'll eventually use as an adult anyway. It'll cause you not to eat your vegetables, and your mom generally thinks it's a bad idea. Any moment within the show that has any similarity to the history of any person living or dead or any actual events is entirely coincidental and unintentional. Except where specifically noted, otherwise in the cast and crew credits, all celebrity voices are impersonated and no celebrities have endorsed any aspect of this show.
Yay. Never saw it.
No? No, I'm too big of boots for you.
Talk Show. Recorded live.
Hey everyone, welcome out to a new episode of The Good, The Bad, and The Geeky. With us this week is officially
our permanent
member, woohoo! John the Teen. So let's
The Good, The Bad, and The Geeky with Nick, Jimmy, and John. And Snuggle Buddy Fuck Card.
He's not a member. I refuse him that.
Yeah. We've been calling him a member
he
for 4 weeks.
He has not said a single thing.
He has not
he
said
meow
thing.
Last week.
No, I didn't. If you listened to the episode very clearly, he did not say
it. I know, but he said it. I don't know why we didn't hear it. Did you purposely take it out?
I
don't want to see you have to stick your finger up his ass to get him to talk every week.
Exactly. That's not cool.
I was doing it, and it's not working.
Yeah.
Excuse me while I wash my hands.
I'm just glad it's his finger.
Not his... his penis.
I've never stuck my finger up a cat's butt. That's gross.
Yeah. So if you'd like to email us and tell us about our wonderful... finger up the butt conversations with cats, or if you have some entertainment movie news that we're not aware of, which Lord knows it doesn't.
That'd be a lot better of an email, you know.
Yeah. So our email address is, for all three of us.
That's right.
Or four if you count the cat.
No.
Mm-hmm.
We don't.
Yes. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I was expecting you to go ahead because you just started
is,
doing it.
goodbadgeeky@gmail.com. goodbadgeeky. No spaces, no ands, no
let's
those.
Turn your microphone
at
back
gmail.com.
goodbadgeeky@gmail.com.
Did you turn my microphone off?
Yes, I told you would pay. And you're paying.
For what?
No time, whatever.
Let's introduce the host. We have Nick Nitro, author of Dribble for Kids.
That's right. You can buy my book, Laura the Sweaters.
Dribbleforkids.com.
Yes. And then we have...
Jimmy, author of An Actor's Nightmare series.
Which you can buy on Amazon. And can you also buy on BarnesandNoble.com?
No. Pretty much any online bookseller except for Barnes & Noble.
Barnes & Noble is evil.
I would consider that, but not as evil as my Axis of Evil, which is Nick Nitro, The Color Red, and Amazon.com. Barnes & Noble does not qualify for my Axis, but it is a fourth runner-up. So if one of those other three
being
entities
evil,
gets less
help
evil,
him produce it, or,
Barnes
you know,
Noble,
promote his book.
Anyway, go to actorsnightmare.com for more information and links to buy it. And we have John Bateen.
And John is a guitarist
you
for
you don't really need any explanation for me. Everyone just knows.
Everyone knows
is.
John.
Everyone knows John.
That's right. Just John, really.
Everybody knows John.
Our resident guitar extraordinaire.
Get John to come over and play the guitar, Deborah.
You sound more like his cousin.
You're right. I totally do.
Little Raymond, but what was Raymond's cousin's name?
I have no idea.
Looked and sounded like him.
He sounds he looks a little like Winnie from Ratatouille, but with Raymond's voice.
Right. I think you sound more like him than.
Oh, and by the way, no one responded to our contest last week, which was very legit. And I'm going to give you a real contest question. If you can find out where on the Ratatouille DVD that the new Pixar movie character, his name is Wall-E. If you can find him on the DVD and you're not associated with this podcast. Mm-hmm. You will want a signed copy of Lord of the Sweaters. Jimmy, you want to raise some stakes into that and say An Actor's Nightmare, book one, two?
Book one.
I would say book two because I'm did the cover. Mm-hmm. But let's start from the
beginning. Let's start from the beginning.
I will personally take a piece of music from my huge-ass binder here.
And sign it.
And you will sign it. Yeah. That's a three-way prize.
I may even cut my finger and drip blood over it.
That's a little disgusting.
Please don't do that, because you may be HIV positive. We're not sure, and we don't want our listeners to get
tests.
AIDS.
You know what, though? That's what
when
the fans
do those
want.
Tests
That's what the fans get.
When do those test results right. come back, John?
John is a dedicated artist who wants the...
Anyway, I do vow when book three comes out, I will make the trilogy available for some contest. But for right now, we'll just do book one. You're getting the three-pack of the three hosts. Anyway, so welcome out to our new issue of the show. We have some emails for you tonight. John would like to go first. See, Snuggle Buddy Fucktard was on the show this
yes,
week.
Yes, because he's almost screwing up the board.
Snuggle Buddy Fucktard, get away from the soundboard. Throw him. Throw him. We have a little game in the studio where we throw him as far as we can.
It's not a game. I hate the fucking cat.
Nick loves the cat.
I do not love the cat. Seriously,
oh,
because
it's
an animal?
Email, right?
Yes, it's your email. What's your email?
Oh, nice segue.
Break the peace. Make the peace.
Let me just get my email out here.
That's a piece of music.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. You know what? Of all the people who fucking break the illusions and then bitches about it, you're the number one at that list. Like, hey, let's do a psychic
annoyed you.
And we do that. And it's like, I break it. And you're like, why'd you do that? It was all part of a plan.
You're
you ruined the plan.
Because the cat just annoyed you.
You're damn all fucking right. Right.
Okay, my email this week is, Dear Nick Nitro, Jimmy and John. Being that Christmas is just around the corner.
Ooh.
Christmas.
Is it?
It is just around
And what's that one,
It's actually knocking.
Hanukkah's already passed, though.
What's
you
that
missed
one
it?
Holiday that black people say they believe in, but not really?
I don't know.
Kwanzaa?
I know.
Kwanzaa.
I know quite a few black people. I do not know any black people that celebrate Kwanzaa.
Did a Kwanzaa bot. No, I'm sorry. Rare joke.
Right, but if you're Jewish, you missed your holiday. Too bad. Wait for next year.
Okay, yeah. I'm sorry. So go ahead. If
right.
it's Christmas.
Being that Christmas is around the corner. Why don't you three use your entertainment, movies, and television and music expertise and give some holiday gift-giving ideas?
Excellent idea.
That's an excellent idea.
I recommend Superbad on DVD.
Yeah.
I sort of second that.
Battlestar Galactica Razor on DVD.
I do not second that.
Oh, it's fantastic.
I think if anyone wants to give someone a DVD, they can go with... There's a few DVDs that are staples that everyone should have.
Now,
okay.
Like I'll agree with this. Now, this is going to be an interesting conversation.
I think you know what I'm going to say.
Are you going to say Star Wars?
Yes.
Oh!
Star Wars trilogy? Or not
I
trilogy
do not,
now. It's, you know, all six
I
of them.
I do not own Star Wars on DVD.
Well, I would not like to say the first three, but I would like to say the last... Or, I'm
I think
sorry.
You're going
to
get all three.
Let me rephrase
you should,
that.
You get the first,
three that
just,
were
just,
made.
I will
two.
Get all six.
Collection complete.
Yes.
Yeah.
That... Indiana Jones, which I see you have.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I have. Well, that's Jimmy's
These
collection.
Are just mine.
Mine's in storage, locked away from the cat.
The cat
and
is
And
Back
to the Future, you got to put that in there.
Yeah.
Absolutely,
Jimmy,
which I have.
Was stolen from Jimmy,
yes.
I say.
Also, you're missing Boy Meets World.
Where is my Boy Meets
Boy
World?
World?
Yeah, Boy... Well, that's for us 90s fans.
I had the
kids.
First two
Boy
seasons. That pisses me off.
Yeah.
Good call.
I was looking for it because I was watching a Will Ferrell movie today called Trojan War. Kick-ass movie. It's not a great movie, but it's decent enough to entertain you.
Yeah.
And Jennifer Love Hewitt's in it. And Will Friedle, who's in Boy Meets World, and plays Ron Stoppel and Kim Possible, he's in it. And I just looked up, I was like, Jimmy has Boy Meets World. I looked up, and I was like, where's Boy Meets World? I don't see it.
That is a sucky. Okay, other staples. I would recommend the Star Trek movie series, but that's debatable.
That's
I
not
guess.
Really what
I would say. The
everybody
movie,
should have on their DVD.
I would
show,
say the movie Serenity should be on everyone's DVD show.
I,
as well
now,
as, the show
as a fan of Serenity, I would say yes, but not as a fan. I want to say no.
What you? As a,
I love Serenity.
Okay.
Don't get me wrong. I love Serenity. As a matter of fact, I don't have it, and I want that.
Yes,
but. In terms of a movie that I think everybody should own, that's not one of them.
I do.
I think a movie everyone should own is Air Force One.
Well, I do not own that.
Air
but
Force
that is a good
One.
Movie.
I know it's you
now,
know
it's a
not
little newer,
best.
But I will give that. I'll
I'd
give
say
that.
The American Pie trilogy.
I think
American Pie One. I'll give you one.
Of the third one's the best.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Once they got to like four,
Clerks
seven is you know.
I wouldn't give Clerks
really.
I would. I'd like Clerks. Now I'm I'm a huge
I'd say
fan.
You do like Dogma or something.
I'd say at least one Kevin Smith movie should be.
Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back would be more.
That's
me more mainstream.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you that. The Matrix, the original.
The original Matrix, yes. Lord of the Rings.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, absolutely. The extended editions.
Yeah, you gotta go with the extended ones.
Gotta go with the extended
now,
ones.
Now, because of me, And you can shoot me down for this.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Ghostbusters 1.
I have the Ghostbusters 2.
Ghostbusters 1.
I think 1 and 2. I own that exact thing right there.
And it's awesome. I just say that when you're and Who Framed Roger Rabbit, both movies, if you watch it,
I do have
you
that
just
as
go,
well.
Look, Mom and Dad, it's a cartoon rabbit talking with the real life guy. Yeah. And then when you get older, you hear him actually say, you know, how did you find me, you goddamn rabbit? He goes, well, I talked to the baker and he didn't know. I asked the newspaper kid and da-da-da, and they didn't know either. But I asked the liquor store guy.
Mm-hmm.
He knew. And you're going like, he found him because he's an alcoholic. That is fucking hilarious. And Ghostbusters is the same thing. How do we get rid of Mr. Stay Puft? He's a sailor. He's in New York. We get this guy laid. We won't have a problem. That's a fucking great joke. And when you're just going, oh no, the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. Like, you're not hearing that. So that's a great movie to go back and watch. And
I love those movies. I agree. I would say you need a Mel Brooks movie. Yeah. My recommendation would be History of the World Part 1.
Oh, no.
But Men in Tights and Blazing Saddles.
I did and bought the Mel Brooks collection.
Well, okay.
I wanted that, but I already owned half the movies.
But if you had to choose one Mel Brooks movie, I would say Blazing Saddles.
I would say...
Spaceballs?
No.
Spaceballs.
Robin Hood, Men in Tights.
I love that movie. We're men in tights. Tights!
Go around the... I'm blind! It's like... I like Richard Lewis, so I love his whole joke. It's like, sir, your mole is on me. I have a mole...
I would say Drop Dead Gorgeous because it's my favorite comedy.
I like Dave Chappelle in that movie. I think he's very funny in it.
Actually, yeah, he plays a Jew, doesn't he?
He is.
Yeah.
Yes.
A Jew?
A Jew. You need at least one Disney Pixar movie. Ratatouille would be good, or The Incredibles.
I like Ratatouille. I will support that movie to the dying end.
I'm saying one Disney Pixar.
I would say
Toy Story.
Oh, see,
I don't have that, but that's a good one.
I would go with Monsters Incorporated.
Oh, well, as long as you have one. As long as you have one.
Any Pixar movies.
You need one
M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong movie.
I'm going to go with Signs.
I was going to say
I do enjoy Signs.
Unbreakable's good, but the pace is off, and Signs reminds you, like, if you don't want to get an Alfred Hitchcock movie, Signs is the way to go.
Right.
No one does filmmaking like that anymore. They don't show the alien.
Absolutely.
They show it everything.
Can't
do that.
I'd say Some of All Fears, great action movie. I would like to
actually any of the Jack Ryan movies would work.
I was going to say
Hunt for Red October.
Either that one or The Fugitive.
I don't have that, and I try. Well, no, I keep holding out for a special edition.
Yeah.
Because I like special editions. Yeah. You don't really watch the commentaries and stuff much anymore, do you?
Not anymore. I did. I was big on that when they first came out.
Yeah, I still sort of am. I don't watch them right away anymore, but I mean, I do try to get to them for the special features because I like to watch the filmmaking stuff. Yeah.
I do think you should also own the original Batman the movie with Adam West.
Got it.
Really?
Actually, Amanda owns it, yeah.
Really?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
You know what? I'm going to allow it.
It was brought into my collection.
And in terms of holiday movies...
It's not a bad movie. It's just the first top of your head, though, for me.
Yes. And holiday movies, everyone should own National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Yeah.
That is a staple.
I'm going to go with Christmas Story.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'll give you that one, too. I have that one.
I'm trying to think of what
you
else...
You should own an old-school Disney movie such as Mary Poppins.
We need a Spielberg movie.
Ooh, we do need a Spielberg movie.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, what would be... Okay, I'm going to go with Jaws, because I can still get terrified.
I can go with Jaws.
I hate the water.
Oh, I
I'm
don't
scared
really like
death
it.
Of the water.
Yes, I am too.
Yes.
So yeah, Jaws is up there.
Jaws is
Jaws.
Wow.
Let's say Jaws. The old school
recent
Muppet movie.
War of the Worlds.
I was going to say Minority Report.
But oh yeah,
Artificial Intelligence.
I saw it actually.
Okay,
you should borrow it.
Yeah,
awesome.
But it's Jimmy. It's not what I don't think everyone should own.
That's
I mean,
true.
Because
I guess I can see that.
No, because it's sort of it's Stanley Kubrick's idea.
Yeah.
You know, he has weird fucked
Speaking
up films.
Speaking of Kubrick,
anyway.
You should own The Shining.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with that in 2001.
Yeah.
Because 2001 sort of changed everything back then when it was released. It was like Dr. Strangelove. I mean, it's a comedy. I don't think everyone should own it, but Kubrick changed a lot when he did a film.
You could always rent Clockwork Orange, but...
True.
Yeah.
I watched that, and I'm like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, I have no clue.
Hook! Hook should be in your collection.
Hook, that's a Spielberg movie. That's a great movie.
Uh-huh. With a great cast.
I'm going to also go with, and we're just sort of saying our favorite movies.
These are good movies. We do need to get back on topic here real soon.
But
That Thing You Do.
Good Love movie.
Okay. They just released a special
Almost Famous.
Yeah.
And that's or Jerry Maguire. You should have Cameron Crowe movies.
Cameron Crowe movies. If you're going to
Almost
one.
Famous is my... I like that one better.
I
don't know. It's a toss-up.
I prefer Untitled over...
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
The director's cut of Almost
Famous.
Yeah,
if you get the special 2-disc edition, it's longer and there's added stuff
Royal Tannenbaums.
I'm going to go with Rushmore.
No, Royal Tenenbaums.
Oh, I love Royal Tenenbaums.
I didn't see either of them, so.
You know what? Wendy is not either, and we're going to cure that one fucking day. I swear to God. We're going. Yes. You know what?
We're
going to
have. We need to have a party of just Wes Anderson movies.
And you know what? Here's the thing, too. I've talked about this with Jimmy, and, you know, we're sort of, it's not going to get done right away or probably at all for, like, maybe another year or so. Mm-hmm. I thought about doing a movie club, like a Good, the Bad, and Geeky movie club.
Right.
Where once a month we all talk about a movie we're going to see as a group, and not just
It'd
us
be
here.
Like Oprah's book club, but
watch it and then discuss
it. Yeah,
right, and we wouldn't need to watch it on our own. We'd all watch it together and then discuss
And then we would
pizza or something.
Right, and, and we'll have, like, we'll create a special form for it.
I'd say January. Let's start.
January. All right, and that's the other thing, too. We might even have contests where, I'll fit the bill, maybe get, like, 2 free passes to a movie theater or something like that to send out as a contest or something stupid.
Yeah.
Just something out there. That way,
and we
could
record our discussion of the movie as, like, a special bonus something. It wouldn't be our episode, The Good, the Bad, the Geeky, but we can make it available online.
Yeah, it would only be available as a special thing for only members of the club.
Okay. And you could post your own comments about that movie that month online.
Yes, that would
see,
be awesome.
We get all these ideas come from.
Yes.
And then MASH the movie is my last entry, I think.
Yeah, I like MASH.
The MASH movie.
The movie is really – oh, there's one more movie you got to have. Not the new one. I like the new one, but the original Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh, yes. And the Thomas Crown Affair.
Original?
The original?
I have not
Steve
seen
McQueen.
The original. I have not seen it.
Steve McQueen?
The original one with Steve McQueen is awesome.
I have not
now,
seen it.
Okay.
Yeah. I love Pierce Brosnan version.
Is there a Y in that one? But
I need to get that one because
it's awesome. Just because
I do
it's
have
Steve McQueen. I mean,
right. Well, I wanted to see that, and I do own a lot of old, like, I own the old Ocean's 11 and the new one. Yeah. I own the old Italian Job and the new one.
Okay, I knew we were forgetting something Spielberg that everyone would love. Jurassic Park.
Oh, yeah, I need
I
that.
I own those. All
yeah,
three
I own,
of those,
yeah.
I need that.
The other one that I think we should own, now this is not Spielberg, it's Ford Coppola, and this is, at least the guys. For guys, only women, I apologize.
I don't think I'm going to agree with this one.
The Godfather.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not
Well, I'm sorry. I forgot you don't have balls. So, you know, I'm sorry.
You're being reattached on Tuesday.
Forrest Gump. That's the last. That's the last one I have to say.
All right, Forrest Gump's your last one. Your last one was the MASH movie.
Yes.
My last one, I'm going to have to say Cool Hand Luke.
Yeah.
Never seen it.
Never seen it?
Never seen it.
Oh, man.
Classic guy right
that's,
here.
That's
you have respect for old cinema, and I appreciate that.
That was a good movie.
I appreciate it.
The Bishop's Wife tape, the original Cary Grant one. Mm. I'm not
We're
going
to have to watch it.
Yeah.
Anyway, but that was a great
email
because it provoked quite a discussion. Quite
what
a discussion.
What we have here is a failure to communicate.
Okay, Nick, what's your email say?
My email says, wait a minute, you know what? I can't find it, Jimmy.
Oh, here's mine.
Yeah, you need to go.
Dear Nick Nitro, Jimmy, and John, this is a question for John specifically.
Oh, yeah.
I have heard that you lose time. How do you find it again?
Yo, I don't know who your source is. Let's go to Nick's email.
No, we were recording this evening, and we're recording this awfully late on a school night.
Yeah, something for for
John's
our Christmas episode.
John's little we're having a fantastic special
Christmas episode next week.
No news, no reviews,
just
but a series of songs and
bits
skits
and songs and all kinds.
And
of
Nick and
John's
going
like, I'm
going to
be working overtime. I better be getting paid.
Okay. Yeah, and we're going to do some like transitional glue type stuff to put in between, but it'll be mostly a collection of
Dr.
short
Phil
bits.
May show up.
Yeah.
Dr. Phil, I think I may have a special Christmas guest as well show up.
Very well. Mr. Know-It-All may come in.
Mr. Know-It-All may come in. It's just going to be a fantastic Christmas episode.
Fantabulous.
Will he be Mr. Snow-It-All?
Mr.
Winter, Christmas.
You know, he loves living frostbite frogs. I mean, if his name was really Boinkle.
And the world premiere of the first ever Jimmy Sung parody.
Okay. Yeah,
that was what we were recording earlier, so it will be there.
There will be other songs to make up for it.
Yes, it will. Thank you,
In key.
Yeah, key.
In tune, in the right key.
And anyway, no, but as we were recording, John's phone
started going off.
And he's like, yeah, I've got an alarm that goes off every day at 10 because I lose time.
No. His phone started ringing, and he's like, well, can you give me the phone? Because he was in front of the mic recording, you know? And so we're like, yeah, sure. Give him the phone. He's like, I'm sorry. I just have my alarm set every day at 10, and I really And then he's like paused because he doesn't know what else to say. and then Jimmy just out of nowhere just continues to go like, why do you have it set at 10 every day? I've just had it done that for the last 3 years. And my response was, do you lose time? And he goes, I. And then he started playing the song again. Which, you know, I mean, just curious. How did you lose time? Is this something where, like, you realize that, you know, if you lose track
like
of something?
Like, if I got stuff that I need to get done that day, say it's 10 o'clock, get
time
that
to
done.
Put the metal to the...
Yeah.
Time pedal to the metal. There we go. Yeah. And then you go, okay, or maybe sometimes you have to go to bed early.
Yeah.
10 o'clock is always a good time saying, hey, John, go to bed. Mm-hmm. Do you not have clocks in your room in your apartment? I'm just curious. No, I'm not gonna. I'm not gonna knock that though. But it just took me a while because literally, if you like generally look around here, mm-hmm. usually like a normal cable box would have like a time. But like seriously, besides that, there are no clocks in here.
It does drive me crazy that there are no clocks in here. I'm gonna buy some clocks.
We need. Well, don't get a real. Get a digital.
Your studio is clockless. It's.
I mean, I use my phone and there's the computers, but I would, none of the equipment around the TV has a clock on it. You have to go to the microwave in the kitchen.
That's fantastic, Jimmy.
Can you turn off my mic?
No, I turned it on.
So all that I just said was not turned on?
No, it's on. I just messed with you.
You're an asshole.
There's a medium track
You're
right here that's not
asshole.
On. I'm an asshole, Leo. All right, so.
Can we finish your drink?
I just made a new one.
So this week's email is not made up off the guff. It does not have musical notes or
We didn't get an email from JT or anybody this week to read?
No, we did not get an email from JT. I did talk to JT, and he wants to kick your ass.
Why?
What do you mean, why? You insulted him. And by the way, I like to apologize. He is not with the Army. He's with another... he told me, but I forgot. He is with another branch of the military, though. So I don't want to disrespect him or his...
Navy, Air Force.
I think he's Navy.
Speaking of the Armed Forces... A couple
Coast
of people
Guard.
Have posted
Guard.
Messages.
I don't, okay, you know what? If I'm going to keep saying I'm going to keep messing and get it wrong, it's like, it's one of those.
I don't miss anything, you know?
No. speaking of the Armed Forces, though, many people this time of year like to send the soldiers Christmas cards. And I know many of my friends have posted on MySpace, send the soldier Christmas card.
What
with
the
Walter
fuck
Reed's
are you talking about?
Address. You've never, like, they say... People,
no offense to people out there. I'm sorry, I do not.
One to the soldiers?
No, because what they're going to do is if you pay... Like, for example, spend a dollar, buy a magnet. You take the magnet and you put it on your car, which is a gas guzzler or oil guzzler, which is why we're over there in the first place. So what's the... If we really want to support our troops, then we would actually send a real letter. Not
well,
just some...
Okay, no, that's what they mean. Send a card or letter to support
That
them.
Takes time.
And while they're laying there wounded, don't bring a smile to their face. However, and this is my point.
That's sort of wow.
This is kind of what we've been doing for years.
Now I feel sort of bad. I was kidding. But
our third grade class did that this year. But it's something I've heard done for a number of years. But after September 11th, I guess, because of scares of anthrax or whatever, they no longer allow letters not addressed to a specific person through. So if you send a card saying to a recovering soldier or to a wounded soldier, just out into the ether, it will either be thrown away or sent back to you.
That is
the soldiers
horrible.
Will not receive
That's
it.
That's not cool.
So it does suck. It's not cool at all. But do not send letters or cards to them. Because
I wonder how Santa Claus is reacting to all this. Because does he get
it's
anthrax?
It's really disappointing and a shame.
I don't know. There's a lot of snow over there. It'd be tough.
To
find out. Which
then
snow, which
the reindeer could probably get it first, really,
you would
because
drop
they're
the
animals.
Anthrax in the snow,
the
and
anthrax would then mutate
all,
into an animal strand, which would then catch into the humans. No, the midgets would catch it first because they have medicine problems.
And we
anyway.
Need to move on because we've taken quite a bit of time on emails today.
Well, that's okay because besides that, we really don't have much else to talk about.
We got nothing but time, Jimmy.
We got nothing but time.
In the news,
I'm gonna go with my email.
You're so full of shit. Go ahead.
Dear Nick Nitro, Jimmy, and John.
Thank you.
Your show is very good. I like your show. Signed, Michael. Well,
oh, Michael. That was so sweet
Michael,
of you.
Thank you very
I
much.
I like your show,
Michael
too.
From?
Michael is from Ontario.
Really?
Yes.
Canada. It's
He's
America's
Canadian.
Hat.
Not anymore.
Oh,
America's hat.
Oh, God. Oh, God. That hurt.
Not anymore. Now they're dominating us. We're becoming
Canada's Jesus. For the record, my side hurts. I think I might have appendicitis eventually.
If Nick's appendix
so
bursts
I was
in the middle
laughing
of show,
so hard, my side hurt.
Just for FYI, if Nick does collapse from his appendix bursting in the middle of the show,
yes,
John and I will be here.
We will continue.
John and I will continue the broadcast.
We
will take...
The show must go...
I have a pocket knife on my keys.
He will operate while I talk.
I will...
Please don't operate on
me.
Right. Well, take a minute to call the ambulance, then we'll keep broadcasting.
Mm-hmm. That's very comforting. I'm glad that the show will go on.
Now, it may take me a couple extra days to figure out the
editing software.
John,
though, you get control of the board. Jimmy does not touch it.
Right. No. I inherit the show. I'm the oldest host.
Because you have the cat. And you have alcohol. Which I asked you very politely not to drink. And you're like, okay, just for you.
I did not say.
Now, you did not. No. Did I say you promised? You said, no, I will not have any.
And I don't think I said no, I will not have any. Anyway, that was before I recorded a song for an hour and I needed a drink.
He also needed nachos because he's fat.
I didn't eat dinner. I had leftover nachos, so I tried to heat them in the microwave, and they were terrible. I only had a few. Okay. Jackass sequel to make history. Jackass 2.5 will become the first broadband film distributed by a major studio.
It goes
on the internet on Wednesday and will be available through December 31st. It will be out on DVD December 26th. It's made up of deleted scenes from Jackass 2 and new original content.
Wow.
I have seen the original Jackass once.
I thought it was
a
funny.
Few months ago.
I mean, I don't
thought it was
love
disturbing.
Jackass, but I thought the movie was funny.
I thought it was disturbing. I had a hard time getting through it.
The Jackass, like, television show.
Oh, the series.
I never watched the series. I haven't seen the second
series.
Movie.
I could have owned the series, but I don't know how much stupidity I can watch repeatedly over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's why the movie is, because it's so self-contained in my mind. Even though I know there's a show, I don't have to go... Okay, there's another episode following.
Yeah.
No, but, I mean, the guys are, like, half of them are stunt guys, right? So, I mean, they're all very talented stunt guys, so I'm not going to knock them. They just do very gross stuff.
Right. They do. In other news, J.K. Rowling's book, Tales of Beetle the Bard, that was the one she only made 7 handmade copies of, and she gave 6 to special friends. The one that was put up for auction, auctioned for $4 million. Dollars. They expect it to sell for about $100,000.
How much did
it went for $4 million.
Your copy of book one sell for?
About $6 million.
Oh yeah.
So a little bit more than Harry Potter, but I don't like Harry Potter.
Those are lies.
The handwritten show notes that I the notes for the book before it was typewritten.
He sold burns for about them all. It's all a lie, so he can regain the artistic juices he's poured into the paper. No one's going to pay that much, not right yet. They will in 4 years when you become like insanely famous. Matter of fact, you will spite upon me and John for doing such a
I'll probably
show.
Be like, wow, you do that amateur podcast? I'm not going to participate in that anymore. I'm too good for that.
As he holds his pinky finger.
Yeah.
Do you know why I broadcast while holding my microphone with my
pinky
finger?
And then when we're hard up on money, we'll just sell episodes of our podcast to like Entertainment Tonight, you know, Access Hollywood, and just be like,
this week on Entertainment ET.
You'll go through my apartment and take my belongings and sell them.
Hi, I'm Alyssa Joan Hard, and you're listening to tonight's special episode where we go behind famous author James Wetzel Daly's secret behind the hones videos and movies and audio clips.
You know, that Scruff McGruff movie is going to be awesome. Going to be big.
Rumors of James's
that movie
homosexuality has come to a head as a video release of Jimmy kissing a girl hits the internet, and it does. Doesn't look like he's very receptive of the kiss.
In other news, the video of Jimmy getting up the ass had 10 million hits today.
What?
What?
Jimmy's getting up the ass?
Ew.
No, I'm just making jokes.
Here, people, you've heard it here first. There's a video of Jimmy taking it up
I've got some strike news, but first, Nick, tell your news.
Okay, because my news is equally important. Not really.
No.
For fans of the next James Bond, the next James Bond, no one knows it's really out yet. They're working on a sequel to James Bond with Daniel Craig again. It's going to be called, get this, possibly it's going to be called 007.
No way. Where did they come up with
that
title?
No. It's not 007 James Bond, then the name of the title, like Octopussy or Her Majesty's Secrets. No, it's just called, wait for it, 007.
That's brilliant. That's, where did they come up with that?
I don't know.
That's just ingenious.
Yeah, I know. Daniel Craig's an idiot. He let it slip, so he'll probably get in trouble for that. Good man. Yeah. For who, you ever seen Clash of the Titans?
Mm-mm. No.
It's you know who Ray Harryhausen is?
No.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Ray Harryhausen, like back in the 60s and 70s and in early 80s, there was a movie, there were movies made about like, you know, mythology, like Medusa the Gods, and they were, Ray Harryhausen did stop motion, kind of like the original King Kong. And so like, there's a video of like the original Clash of the Titans, where it's pretty much Perseus goes on his trek to save his maiden fair, you know, kills Medusa, Golden Fleas, all that shit.
Yay.
Ray Harryhausen did all those films, pretty much. It's all very, you know, stop motion animation. Clash of Titans made in 81. He did pretty much all the monsters, the Medusa, the Draken, the skeletons.
Okay.
And it's very detailed. It's very good. But apparently they're doing a remake of Clash of the Titans. No one knows if they're doing that same kind of photography. But the guy who directed, Steve Norrington, who directed League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, he is doing the film. It's been announced. Which, so I don't know if there's been like a script officially done. They're going to start shooting it because of the writer's strike. I don't know. But, yeah. And besides that, the only other two other news items, sort of three if you really want to stretch it out. You know, we'll do the first, the easiest one first. If you know what the Cloverfield is, or you just seen the trailer known as 11808, it shows like the Statue of Liberty's head getting chewed off and spit into the downtown New York, and, and it's like all handheld. There's no name for it. It's called Cloverfield by the guy who did Lost and...
J.J. Abrams. He's making the new Star Trek movie.
Felicity.
And Alias.
Yes, and Alias.
And Mission Impossible 3.
And Mission Impossible 3, which was a good movie.
I've not seen that one.
Yes, it was. Yeah, surprisingly, it was.
That could be added
to the Christmas list.
That's right.
See,
all
early.
Three of those, really.
Actually.
I like the second
one.
Too.
Maybe.
I like the first two.
It's just on the shelf.
The first one is awesome.
I
agree.
Awesome.
No one likes the first one. They think it's a
really?
Mind fuck.
I love the first one.
I still don't understand the end. Like, I really have to watch it, though. Okay, so this happened and this happened. So who is that really walking this way? Is it,
I understood
is it Cruz? No, I understand it. But there's one point where you really, because the camera is so ambiguous, it really is a mindfuck on, is it actually Tom Cruise dressed as, what's his name, John Voight, or is it John Voight?
Yeah.
You really have no clue. My father, who dissects movies, you know, he watches Ocean's 11 just to watch and see how...
I was going to say that, too. At the end, I had watched that, like, three times. Like,
and you know what? Every single time, the enjoyability does not take away from it, does it? Like, you're still going, how the fuck did they do that?
Right.
And you're... that's the same thing. And Ocean's 13 is the same way, I think. I mean, not as much, but you're still going, like, oh, okay. But no, that's... So, yeah, I don't know. So Cloverfield's coming out. No one really knows much about it, but they're saying it's pretty much what Godzilla should have been.
Okay.
And it's doing all handheld movies. And apparently there's a contest where you can put up a widget on your website or on your blog or whatever. If people click on it enough, you'll win tickets to see the premiere before anyone else does. Nice. Which, considering how much buzz is around this movie...
I think I might have to take off work on the 18th and go see it that night, because...
I don't know if I... Well, yeah, we work nights, so yeah, actually, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I do want to see it, because it looks cool. And the five-minute clip actually shows pretty much everything that's in the trailer, but they string it together.
Yeah.
And you see another building just get totally fucking mauled. And it's just creepy, because it looks like September 11th, in a way. Yeah. But it's a monster movie. So it's, it's so cool.
I can't wait to see it.
So that's coming out. And there, if you can find the widget, awesome. Last but not least, has anyone heard of the viral marketing for The Dark Knight?
No.
Mm-mm.
This is so weird. Probably about a year ago. Before the film even got... It was not even started shooting yet.
Yeah.
There was a website called Harvey Dent for I think, Mayor. Or not Mayor, for something.
Yeah.
And it's the guy from Thank You for Smoking. I forget his name. He's also... Yeah, go get a picture. You have it.
I've not watched it yet.
The lead character.
The lead character is Aaron Eckhart.
Eckhart. Aaron Eckhart plays Harvey Dent, who we all know turns into Two-Face.
I'm dying to watch it.
It's good.
Right now?
No, not right now.
Do the rest of the show without me. And, well, I'll watch it.
And it shows a picture of Aaron Eckhart looking into it. It says Harvey Dent for Mayor. And then when you go to the website, there you can see like there's this little weird tick in the website. Mm-hmm. And if you click on the tick when it pops up, it tells you to go, why is everything so serious? And then if you click on that, it takes you to a website called Why So Serious. And you just see all these weird pictures. And then if you submit your email to join a newsletter, if enough people join, it reveals an image. And the image was that of Heath Ledger as the Joker. This has been going on for the past year and a half. So they've been slowly building up. And finally, they released a website called A Taste for the Theatrical, where at 8 p.m. Pacific time, they would release the actual trailer for The Dark Knight, which would hit in theaters this coming Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Now, also, on YouTube, there is a movie, a short film. If those who've seen I Am Legend and IMAX theaters have already probably seen that then. Mm-hmm. It's considered a short film that accompanies the movie or might even be cut from the movie. And it's a bank robbery gone horribly wrong from The Dark Knight. Does it have the Joker? Does it not have the Joker?
Mm-hmm.
Does it have Batman in it? We don't know, but it is for The Dark Knight. And if you'd like to perhaps maybe like to imagine it on YouTube, make sure that King Kamali at the Montreal Pro he must have been a dark knight for this Joker. Best to say, you better catch that quick. If you can read the lingo in that, congratulations. That's hard to say it even.
Mm-hmm.
YouTube. Look up King. Look up that on YouTube, and you'll find a King. You'll see that.
Okay.
I'm just saying. It might be taken down,
YouTube,
so just hurry
up.
With
any luck, our YouTube series should be out later this week.
Hopefully.
The Apartment.
If Nathan can get on it.
Premiere episode. If Nathan can ever finish our theme song.
Yeah.
However, we do have the pilot ready to go other than the theme song.
No, we don't.
Oh, we don't? I thought
no,
we did.
No.
Okay. Well, with luck, it'll be out this week. It'll definitely be out before Christmas.
We have the theme.
Which is in like 8 or 9 days.
And we also have the... We have some interstitials to shoot.
Oh, yeah. We do have to do that, too.
But, of course,
but with any luck,
so
it will be done in a week.
Be all off, so.
No, we'll move it back. Or we could just not do it in this room. Ooh, that's an idea. Anyway.
It's going to bother me.
Whatever.
So badly.
It's just the pilot. The pilot. Things always change after the pilot.
Yeah.
Not during the pilot. After the pilot.
Just show about nothing.
But anyway, look for The Apartment later this week on YouTube. We will let you know for sure by next week, but hopefully it'll be out before next episode.
John, you've not seen it, have you?
No,
we had it
I
done.
Haven't.
We technically have it.
We have most of it done.
Yeah, it's pretty much 90% done.
You'll have to see it before you leave.
Right. Yeah. Anyway.
John, do you have any entertainment news?
No.
You know, if you're going to be a permanent host, you're going to have to contribute.
I was unprepared.
I think John contributed very well tonight.
He
leave him alone.
He did.
Twice. And what, they won't even get to hear the first one because it wasn't a part of this show. Again, I'm coming from an alternate reality in the future.
Are you going to record something else after we finish talking?
No.
Okay.
Better not.
Okay. So we won't have a song from John this week, but there will be multiple. Yeah, Nick does need to go to the hospital. In strike news, Big Shots has been pulled off the air without airing the final episode.
Yes, we're going to get an argument about this.
So, about Big Shots? I don't think we're going
to
have an argument about Big Shots.
Get to the next show.
So, Big Shots is pretty much canceled.
Get to the next show. We're going to argue about
this. Let me say my piece first, and then you can redact it. Because we're going to argue, but if you don't let me say my piece, no, you don't get the squirt bottle. Give me the fucking squirt bottle.
Hey, John, make sure that squirt bottle is guarded.
No, dude, don't squirt me. I'm just saying the piece.
Well, maybe I'm not going to squirt you. Maybe it's a trick to squirt the cat who's not looking at me.
Do you leave the cat alone? He's behaving.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
He's thinking of evil plans as we speak.
He's sitting there looking cute and innocent.
He's being evil.
Nick keeps forgetting the cat's a baby, and babies get into things a little bit.
One of these days, he's going to jump on something, he's going to break
it. He's not going to break
it. He's like jumping on my cords on my computer. That's not fucking curiosity.
Anyway, I digress. Journeyman has been
It has canceled. Not been canceled.
You did not let me. You said you were going to let me say my piece.
No, I'm not going to let you say
your
piece.
You said you were going to let me say your piece.
Well, I reneged. Fuck you.
That was a kind of a racist term right there that you just used.
I want to reneg?
Yes, you don't say.
How is that racist? Did I say the phrase? And I do apologize. Did I say the term Tigger with an N?
No, but the word you just said, the five-letter word that starts with an R.
I did not say nigger, okay? Just then I did, but before that, I did not say that.
But the other term you used is still an offensive racist term.
No, it is not.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It's like Indian giver. That is an offensive racist term. Even if you pretend it's not.
Who the fuck?
Okay, anyway, it has been, because NBC, is it NBC that's on?
What?
Journeyman.
Yes.
Because NBC has announced...
For the record, Arrested Development has been through this before. And guess what? They came back for, like, what, 2 more seasons before they officially got... Yeah. And so is Journeyman.
Well, Journeyman is not coming back. NBC already said
they're dropping it. You know what? That's what Jericho said. That's what they said about Jericho, too. You know what?
They sent their nuts, though. How many people are going to write in about Journeyman? What are they going to send about
Journeyman? Rice-a-roni, the San Francisco treat.
Oh!
And, I'm being serious. They've already received, like, 10 million... Not 10 million. 10,000 boxes. And they're also, the other part of the other plan is that they get letters from the future saying about how great Journeyman is now that it's come back for its second season.
Because it's a time
traveling show. Which, that's actually rather clever. Because I was thinking, like, what are they going to send? Because Jericho had nuts, because when Jericho got kicked off the show, the last thing the guy said as the army progressed towards Jericho, he looked at the camera and he goes, oh, nuts. And so then they're like, CBS goes, show's canceled, and then people are like, start sending nuts to CBS. Like, seriously, they did not know what to do with all these nuts.
They had tons and tons
and
of
so
nuts.
You're sort of
there's probably a nut shortage in some areas of the world.
Yeah, so you think about Journeyman, it's a time travel show.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like Quantum Leap, but the guy can't control it. You know, he doesn't really. He sort of knows what he needs to do.
It's not it like takes one place in San. Yeah, it's all over the place.
It takes place in San Francisco. What really are they going to send them? So then I saw that they already received like 10,000
boxes. I like the
boxes.
Future letter idea better than the Rice Aroni.
Well,
idea.
I like them both because you have letters and you have boxes. So if people are
boxes
spending
do
money,
take up more room,
and it also shows that the people are willing to spend money to
right.
prove
right.
that they
okay.
Love
here's
show.
My pledge to you, even though I already deleted it off of my TiVo.
That's right.
If
I had to fucking get
a
show back.
Season, if it comes for a second season, I will buy the DVD and watch the first season so I can catch up
damn
and watch
right.
the second season. I've been considering getting the DVD of Jericho so I can be ready for the show. But
yeah, look at that.
But I probably won't because I never watched Jericho when it was on.
It was okay. I mean, I didn't really love it, but I mean, it was intriguing to watch. I just, I don't know. I'm already getting tired of the whole post-apocalyptic thing with Heroes and Lost. Think of better.
But what they are doing for the strike, way the network shows are coping, is the network stations are getting together with their sister cable stations. And at the moment,
which is cool.
They're working on adapting and editing cable shows so they can air on network television. Weeds is at the top of the list. They're going to do Weeds, which boggles my mind because that whole show is about drug use, and how are they going to cut that into network TV? They'll have to cut out the brother-in-law character completely. Andy, because he's always...
Show,
oh, it's fantastic. I had the first
good.
Two seasons. They're on loan to somebody right now. Fantastic show.
So
the third season aired this
there,
summer.
Because it's not there.
I know. The third season aired this summer, but it's not available on DVD or iTunes, so I've had to wait because I don't get Showtime, but I'll get it by next summer. But it's a really great show. They're doing that. They're doing Dexter. They said Monk and Psych will probably for sure be on network television soon.
ABC
Battlestar
probably.
Galactica is on the short list. It should be on network television soon. And they won't really have to edit Monk, Psych, and Battlestar. So that's good. But what they're going to do is just take a bunch. And they said Project Runway on Bravo and Top Chef will probably get network play. So they'll just take – and Damages on FX, which totally should. It got nominated for some awards, which we'll talk about later in the show. But it was an awesome, awesome series this summer, and Damages should get some network play. So I think it's a good – I mean, I'm disappointed because I've already seen these shows, so I'm not going to watch them again. But at the same time – especially not the edited versions. But at the same time, it could get some much-needed play to some shows that are struggling to find an audience, and the audience will follow it back to its home. So I would like to see that happen for
don't
many
of
those
shows. Don't
you
go to your home. Don't you like your home?
Right. So, we're ready to go into reviews.
We have reviews?
We've got reviews. We've got reviews at the Yin Yang. Okay, we've got like three.
Go.
Okay. Sorry, we do not have a break this week. We're going to go straight into reviews. If you need a break at this moment, please hit stop or pause on your computer.
Do not turn on to another song.
Just hit pause. Go to the bathroom. Get a snack. Have a drink. Listen to a song or something.
Maybe not get a snack in the bathroom, but you know.
So go to the bathroom, then get a snack.
Speaking of which...
Nick's going to the bathroom while we continue the show. I'm just saying, take a little break right now. And after these messages, we'll be right back. Oh, we're not having messages.
Yeah, I'm
not okay, reviews. Boston Legal this week was fan-freaking-tastic. I caught up to that. And I love the plot 2 weeks ago that Denny Crane was arrested for soliciting gay sex, which, of course, will never, ever happen. It was hilarious. They got that dismissed because it was bullshit. But this week... Denny and Allen, James Spader, William Shatner, sued the National Guard for this guy because his pizza place was destroyed in a flood and it would have been saved had the National Guard not been wasting their time in Iraq instead of saving them. So, of course, the case is dismissed because you can't sue the Army during a time of war, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And not only is it dismissed, the judge threw them both in jail for contempt of court for bringing the case to them. So then they get the bail, whatever, they get out of jail. While they're in jail, they're talking, you know, this is really a shame. I want to be patriotic. I'm going to go join the National Guard, and then I can help people whose homes have flooded. I'm not going to Iraq. We both refuse to go to Iraq, but we're going to go join the National Guard and try to help on the home front. So, like, okay, cool. They go try to join the National Guard. National Guard won't let them join because they're too old. And they try to kick them out politely, but they keep ignoring them and keep arguing. So finally, the National Guard has to escort them out of the National Guard. So then they turn around and sue the National Guard again for not letting them join the National Guard, which, of course, gets dismissed. And then eventually they found out, after researching all the armed forces, the Coast Guard Reserve does not have an age limit, and so they joined the Coast Guard Reserve. And the scene on the balcony at the end, they're in their Coast Guard uniforms, like, drinking and smoking, and they're like, you can't smoke and drink in Coast Guard uniforms. Like, yeah, we rented these at the costume shop. Our costumes, our real uniforms will be in next week.
Jeez.
Really, really funny stuff. Nick and I both watched I Want a Dog for Christmas, Charlie Brown, which was like a 2003 special, I believe.
I don't remember it ever airing.
I never saw it before. Nick, never tell me what you thought of it.
It was very funny.
Excellent review. It focused on Rerun. Linus' little brother. I'm sorry. If you want to speak, you can speak.
It's okay. You're doing a good job for everybody here.
Well, I only did it because you acted like you weren't going to say anything.
Bullshit.
You said it was...
You opened up the mic for me to talk, and then right before I jokingly did that, and then before you can talk,
talk. I didn't know you were...
I don't feel good. Fuck you.
I don't want you to fuck me. I'm not into the gay sex.
That's what he said.
Well, yeah, he would say that because I wouldn't have sex with him, whoever he is.
Whatever. Anyway, God, don't you just want to make a racist joke? You know, yeah, you just stop.
Back at
yeah,
him,
I so yeah, I really enjoyed. What is it called again?
I want a dog for Christmas.
I want a dog for Christmas, Charlie Brown. Yeah, it was really good. It was Jimmy said it was very fresh because it's not just. Mm-hmm. We all know how all the other kids feel about the world. Schroeder loves music, and Linus has his blanket and his neuroses. Charlie Brown, well,
it's Charlie Brown.
Can't win for anything, and then there's his dog, Snoopy.
Lucy's a bitch.
Sally is a hoe who loves Linus.
She is a hoe. She's like a little slut.
Anyway.
And Pigpen doesn't bang.
Pigpen is a lesbian.
Definitely.
With Marcy.
Even though
she has some weird thing for Chuck, which would be Charlie Brown.
Well, that's her... Fag hag or whatever the lesbian
version of it is. But all sex jokes about the peanuts aside, the peanuts special. I Want a Dog for Christmas, Charlie Brown was really good. It was very, as Jimmy said, very fresh.
Well, Rerun was a kindergartner.
Yeah,
and it was voiced by a little kid, like they always are. Yeah. But he kept making all these like completely innocent little kid remarks. Like they did the Christmas pageant. He got so impatient. He was so worried he was forget his line.
Yeah.
And a little kindergartner going, "I really want a dog. Please, Mom and Dad, can we have a dog?" And then he got his dog for a week and it had to go away. He couldn't get Snoopy to play with him unless he gave him Christmas cookies. It was just so sad. I could imagine a little kindergartner.
The best part is that how he rationalized that he could play with Snoopy is that the first thing he immediately was, he went to Charlie Brown's. I was like, "Can your dog come out and play with me?"
I know.
It's so cute. And then Charlie Brown, let me double check.
Charlie Brown was like, "You're a loser." He really did treat him like a little bit like you're a loser.
Well, not at
like, "I'll pass your message on, weirdo."
He didn't. Oh, yeah. Well, he didn't. He was patronizing, but not like, "You're a weirdo." It's just like, "Listen, you really don't know Snoopy." That's how the patronizing was, because Snoopy doesn't want to play with anybody unless it's in something for him. And so he says, let me double check. And then, like, he's only gone from the door for, like, not even a second. He comes back and he goes, "He's not here right now." And so the little boy rationalizes and then goes, "Well, what if I give him a Christmas cookie? Will he come out and play then?" And then Snoopy hears this in the house and goes, "Woof," goes out.
Steals the whole bag of cookies.
But he plays with them. The next, like, is the next day or maybe a few days later.
Snoopy won't pull him on his sled. He has to pull Snoopy on the sled.
But the thing I thought was hilarious is he goes back for a second or third day later, play with Snoopy, and Charlie Brown comes to the door. He goes, "I think he's here, but I don't think he's going to play with you. Well, can you just double check and ask?" So Charlie Brown's gone this time for probably about a good 5-10 seconds. He comes back to the door with a letter, and he hands it to him. He goes, "Dear sir, your request to play has been truthfully been denied."
Yeah,
well, and it's like very nicely like typed out, letter to be turned down to come out and play.
Yeah.
And he goes, "I shall not play with you nor ever again, or nor shall I want to." So you're like, "Oh, that's sort of sad." The next day, the kid comes back again, and he goes, "Can Snoopy come out and jaunt around with me?" And Charlie Brown's like, "To jaunt around?" "Yeah, to jaunt around. And
to frolic.
Can you come out and to frolic
instead
with
of
me?"
Playing, he's like, "It's classic."
And Charlie Brown's just like, to frolic?"
Yes.
And he goes, "Frolic, adjective, to come out and play." Like that. He goes, "Let me double check." And so he goes back and Snoopy denies him again.
It is so sad.
But it is a little, well, it's typical Peanuts.
The kindergarten was just so fun.
It's what, in the original Charlie Brown Christmas special, you know how Sally was very innocent and childlike.
But now she's older and she's a slut.
It's Rerun's taking that place, and it's a little bit more innocent. Well, that's the thing. Rerun in the comics was boring.
Yeah.
I didn't read him that much when Rerun started appearing in the 80s and 90s, but
I guess there's another new special from 2006 with Rerun that we have not seen.
And we actually want to watch it now because that one was actually...
He's a bully, Charlie Brown, or something. Like, it's something about bullying.
Let me guess. Charlie Brown has to fight the bully and then just gets his ass handed to him, so then Lucy steps in. I'm guessing. I don't know.
Or reruns the one being bullied, because hopefully it's
what I'm saying. Charlie Brown steps in to try to...
Oh, man. Yeah. Charlie Brown was hardly in the special, and I thought it benefited from that.
I don't know. I like Charlie Brown's, and I like it when they actually do focus on Charlie Brown, because one of my favorite things about Snoopy... Have you ever seen Snoopy Go Home? Mm-mm. Have you ever seen the joke on Family Guy where it's like, no dogs allowed?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's from Snoopy Go Home.
Okay.
Snoopy, because that's the whole thing. The original little girl who owns Snoopy writes Snoopy and says, Snoopy, I'm dying. I have a terminal illness. I might not make it past the next year, and I'd really like you to come home.
Mm-hmm.
And so Snoopy just packs up his stuff and says, I'm never coming back. Goodbye, Charlie Brown. Doesn't even hug him.
Yeah.
Charlie Brown gets really depressed about it. And when the dog goes there, she sneaks the dog in, but then he gets kicked out for no dogs allowed, just like in Family Guy.
Okay.
And so then he sits there, and the only reason Snoopy goes home to be with Charlie Brown is because the little girl could not keep him. So Snoopy had nowhere else to go. So really, it was like, if you really think about it, it's fucking depressing because Snoopy really rather not be with Charlie Brown. He'd rather be with this little girl.
Yeah.
And you're just like, fuck. Really? That's heart-wrenchingly depressing. And that's why we love Charles Schultz.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I like Charles Schultz for that because it sneaks in really depressing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I also played Charlie Brown, so maybe that's why.
Yeah. You did play him.
Well, I wanted Linus. I just specifically in middle school, I did not. I hated Charlie Brown. Charlie Brown was
a
loser.
You did Charlie Brown.
No, I understand that. What I'm trying to say.
Yeah, duh. I'm a fantastic actor.
What I was trying to say there was like,
when Nick's playing Charlie Brown
was boring back then to me. He didn't strike a note with me.
Yeah.
Linus was cool because he had a little blue blanket.
Because he was a mama's boy loser whip?
Yes. And I resonated with that at the time. And then I realized that my life sucks most of the time. So I really do fit with Charlie Brown. So,
yeah.
Broncos to that. I don't know what that means.
Okay. And in other reviews, I saw Mr. Megorium's Wonder Emporium Friday. It was...
Dear Jesus.
It wasn't my choice of the movie. I went for other people. But it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. Like, I really expected it to be terrible. And the pacing was off, and parts of it didn't make the complete sense.
Mm-hmm.
But it was okay movie, and it was well acted. Dustin Hoffman, Natalie Portman, Jason Bateman, and that little boy. I don't know who he is, but the four of them were the
little
stars.
Boy.
The four of them were really, like, all four of the stars of the movie. Like, it really kind of focused on all four of them quite a bit. And they all did such a good job. Like, Jason Bateman was – they called Jason Bateman Mutant the whole time. Because he was an accountant they hired, because in the 243 years Mr. McGorry had been alive, he never had anybody coming into his books.
Okay.
And he knew he was getting ready to die, basically. And that was the whole movie, was I'm going to die and leave the store to Natalie Portman. And she really spends half the movie trying to get him to hang on like an extra day.
Mm.
And she realizes she has to let him go eventually. But then that's not even the end of the movie, because then she doesn't believe in the store, and the store's magic. If you don't believe in it, then it goes all gray and it's worthless and it's not fun anymore. So then Jason Bateman and the
kind of like
to get
Jesus.
Her to believe again.
I'm kidding. I'm sorry, Santa Claus.
But when he came in at the beginning,
Jesus was rude.
Dustin Hoffman's like,
sorry, I believe in Jesus.
Dustin Hoffman's like, I don't know what an accountant is. I imagine it's something to do with counting, because count is in it, and mutants, because it's accountant. So he called him Mutant when he showed up, and the whole movie, Natalie Portman and the boys started calling him Mutant, too.
Okay.
And so Jason Bateman was really, I don't even remember his name, everybody called him Mutant. But his whole story was, he didn't know how to show emotion, like he cared about them right away, which I thought was almost too fast how he cared about them. But he took comfort in making the paperwork fit. Like, when Mr. McGorian went to the hospital, because Natalie Portman was thinking it was an illness and she was going to save him that way, Bateman was all worried about the insurance. And she's like, how can you be worried about insurance and stuff? He's like, I don't know how to show that I care. My way of caring is to straighten this end of it out. So it was really sweet the way they did it. That and the only one scene that kind of bothered me is Jason Bateman notices that the little boy wears a different hat every day. And Mr. McGorry always tells the little boy like that his hat.
Like the first cartoon, the kid with the helmet. I'm sorry.
And so then the little boy is like, Natalie Portman's not there because she's in the hospital trying to keep McGorry alive.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, she always walks me home. Will you walk me home? And Jason Bateman's like, okay, I'll walk you home. And they're walking home, and the boy's like, you want to see my hat collection? He's like, okay. And there's literally like 300 hats on every wall of his bedroom.
Yeah.
And they're up there trying on hats. And that's the one time Jason Bateman lets loose. And he puts on like a jester hat. He's play acting with the king and the jester. And the little boy's mom comes home. And she's like, what's this strange man doing in your bedroom?
Booyah.
It kind of went over all the elementary school kids' heads that were there.
Yeah.
Because we took 700 elementary kids to see this. But
teaches good lessons.
I'm like, whoa. Because they didn't ever, like, come out and accuse him of, like, pedophilia or whatever, but that's totally an impression you got that the mother was suspecting of pedophilia. Yeah.
Seeing that kid's movie, can I just say, after seeing the first trailer for this other movie that I'm going to tell you here in a second, the suspense is building. I actually hunted down, because it came out this last Friday here in the States, and I grew up with it as a child. But it was a little disturbing to see Theodore the chipmunk eat the feces that he laid. And I protested the movie of Alvin the Chipmunks, but I've not heard anything else about it. Like, I watched TV.
Do you know how much money it made this past weekend?
No, I have not.
$45 million.
I didn't know it was number two, but I didn't know how much it made.
What's number one?
No, that's
I Am Legend.
I Am Legend.
Oh, but I really want to see that. Well, yeah. I really want to see that.
But the thing is that when I watch the trailers for the other trailers that they have for the movie, I'm actually entertained.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if it's because I'm biased because I liked the Chipmunks when I was a kid.
Oh,
and so, and the other thing is I found out John Vitti, who is one of my favorite writers for The Simpsons, and like he's also done Futurama, and he also does like all my favorite episodes on The Critic. He wrote the movie. And so, so I now have a renewed interest to see the movie. I don't want to see Theodore eat poop. And that part's not in the new trailers at all.
Now, they do also perform Doncha by the Pussycat Dolls.
Well, I heard like that's how he finds out that they can sing, is that they're like bathing.
They're doing
and they just hear a song on the radio and they start singing.
I do not want to hear the chipmunks go, "Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me?" Don't want
it's actually sort of cute. I went to iTunes and previewed the album.
Don't you wish your girlfriend?
Well, they also do a really cool version of The Witch Doctor. It's like it's like a really cool like
that is the classic Chipmunk song, other than the Christmas.
Yeah, and they actually take the idea of what the original Dave Seville was, which is he supposedly found these chipmunks, made them record this Christmas song, and their career takes off.
Yeah,
and so they are paying in tribute to the original because the original show back in the '80s
wasn't the Christmas song came before any show or anything.
Actually, yeah, there was no show. It was the Christmas song.
They couldn't get that Christmas song on the air, so they recorded it with the high pitch and sped it up.
Well, actually, no. The Witch Doctor came out.
I created song a legend behind it,
and he sped it up fast, and it did okay. But they wanted a new novelty song, and the real Dave Seville, Ross Bagadan or whatever his name is, didn't know what to do. So he wrote the Christmas song, and he goes, "I'll just use the same technology, and I'll call him the Chipmunks because that's what my kids say. What do you like more? Do you like hedgehogs, chipmunks, or I think rabbits?" Yeah. They're like, "Ooh, chipmunks are cute." So he called them the Chipmunks, Alvin, Simon, and Theodore.
Yeah.
And, like, the original album, they looked like actual real chipmunks. They didn't look like what we know. Like, there was no glasses. There was just little chipmunks, like, on a hula hoop. And you're just like, whoa, okay, that's weird looking. And it became number one. And after that, a 60s show followed. And then...
How many Chipmunks songs have you heard released?
Have I heard released?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I have three Christmas albums.
I've heard. I know they have a country album because back when Achy Breaky Heart, I remember like the whole cover was just Alvin wearing like a country getup.
I was going to ask if you've heard the version with, you ever heard of Alan Jackson?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know if you guys were country music fans or not, but.
Used to be.
I'm okay.
On one of his CDs, Alan Jackson's CDs, I grew up. My dad, big country music fan. My mother, big country music fan.
Mm-hmm.
So he had every Alan Jackson and George Strait, all the big guys, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Every CD ever they ever released, basically. And Alan Jackson did a song with the Chipmunks.
Really?
So it's like...
that is awesome.
Santa's going to come in a pickup instead of his trusty sleigh or whatever because there's like no snow or something, so...
Well, yeah, and that's what you do.
Because they're
like,
in Texas and there's no snow or something, so he's going to come and pick up. So
you guys have that?
I have it at home. Yeah,
that is awesome. I love the Chipmunks, and as a matter of fact, I have two other albums that were based just for the show.
Yeah,
that has it doesn't play anymore. The record's all scratched up because I listened to it way too much. It had like. There was one song I remember called "It's a Jungle Out There." Uh-huh. Ooh, and it was written especially for the Chipmunks, but I think. By some big 80s artist.
Okay.
I think Michael Jackson supposedly wrote one of the tracks in the album, but no one really knows what it is because he didn't want to. It was like The Simpsons posthumously done.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I want to see that, and I just want to say that if I watch it within the next week, I am a man, so I don't care what you say.
Hey, I wouldn't mind seeing it.
See,
I grew up watching
your cousin wants to see it too, which surprised me. Yes.
Yeah. I don't know if I really want to see it, and I love
it. Her generation's a little bit younger than me, so I'm just like, mm-hmm. What movie do you want? What movies are out now you want to see? She goes, I Am Legend. She goes, no, I want to see Alvin and the Chipmunks. I'm like,
all the third graders want to see Alvin and the Chipmunks. They've seen the commercials, and they're all like, we want
to see it. Good. See, there is hope here, because this is supposed to be the comeback movie, and I sort of hope, in a way, it is an actual comeback movie, not like a, kind of like, not like TMNT, sort of, which, God, I love
which was
that.
Awesome.
Was awesome, but. Yeah. It did really well, but they're still iffy on what to do with it.
Right. Yeah.
But anyway.
Okay, anything else before we move on to the Golden Globes, which is supposed to be our meat and potatoes of tonight anyway? But we'll kind of go through it fast because we're running out of time. Mm. Anything else, John? Nick?
Yeah, my side hurts.
Speak now and forever hold your peace.
My side hurts.
Okay, just a little headline. Atonement topped the list with 7 nominations. Charlie Wilson's War ran second with 5 nominations. But we've got the whole list, and we'll go through it briefly, and we can give our picks. Best Picture for Drama. The nominees are, drumroll, let's not do drumroll. American Gangster,
we weren't going to.
Atonement, Eastern Promises, The Great Debaters, Michael Clayton, No
Great
Country
tomatoes?
For Old Men.
Did you say Tomatoes?
And There Will Be Blood.
Did you say
The
tomatoes?
Great Debaters.
Okay, that's what I thought
of
it was.
On the list, I've only seen American Gangster, and it was a good film. I kind of expect Atonement to win because it's top of the list. Yeah. I have heard No Country for Old Men is really good. So a friend of mine saw it, but I don't know anything about it.
How everybody dies.
Any opinions
in that movie?
On those pictures? Or have
I've
seen any
actually
of them?
Never haven't seen any of them yet. So.
Not either.
No. So, okay, so we'll kind of skip over that. Best Picture for a Comedy or Musical. Well, I guess we should stick with the drama. Actor for a Drama. George Clooney from Michael Clayton. Daniel Day-Lewis from There Will Be Blood.
I heard he was really good in that. So I would.
James McAvoy from Atonement. Viggo Mortensen from Eastern Promises and Denzel Washington
I
from American
heard
Gangster.
That Viggo Mortensen kicks a lot of ass.
Really?
In that movie.
I like Viggo Mortensen.
Viggo. Have you heard what he does in that movie? He fights naked and he like cuts people's balls off with a switch knife. He does a switch knife fight. He's a Russian mobster. Oh. And he cuts some other people's balls off naked.
Okay. Well, aside from...
That's fucked up. That's what I'm saying.
As I've only seen American Gangster, looking at the list of actors, just knowing what I know about the actors, not having seen these movies, I would vote for either George Clooney or Viggo Mortensen.
Mm-hmm. Viggo Mortensen.
I really don't want Denzel to win.
It is not you who should kneel.
It
is we who should kneel. I'm sorry.
Actress in a Drama. Cate Blanchett from Elizabeth the Golden Age. Julie Christie from Away from Her. Jodie Foster, The Brave One, Angelina Jolie, A Mighty Heart, and Keira Knightley, Atonement. Whole different set of movies. Again, haven't seen any
of
them.
I would say Jodie Foster just because Jodie Foster doesn't do much anymore.
Yeah.
I haven't seen any of them. I would like to see Keira Knightley win, because has she won for anything? I don't think she...
I don't know. I'm not a big fan.
Keira Knightley's hot.
She's
like, she has no boobs. I mean, I'm Jimmy, and I think she's hot.
Okay, Best Picture for Comedy or Musical. Across the Universe, Charlie Wilson's War, Hairspray, Judo, and Sweeney Todd.
Best Musical?
Comedy or musical?
I'm going to go with Juno.
Best Picture. The only one of those I've seen.
I've heard Juno is just amazing.
I want to see Sweeney Todd.
I do want to see Sweeney Todd.
I want to see Sweeney Todd bad. I want to see Juno. I want to see Charlie Wilson's War a lot. What's Across the Universe?
That is Julie Taymor's version of the Beatles.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to see it.
The music
bullshit. You watched the trailer of that and you were like, oh, I want to see that.
The music of that is awesome.
Yeah,
I downloaded it.
Is it?
I downloaded it.
No, I did see Hairspray and I enjoyed it, but I can't see it winning that category.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Charlie Wilson's Wars might be a popular favorite because of the cast.
I do want to see
But Juno could be the surprise.
Yeah.
I heard it was... I just heard there were so many problems with that film by the time it got released.
What?
Across the Universe.
Oh.
There were so many, like the fact they even got out there isn't a fact they accomplished.
So what's your pick
I
for
think
that
it could have been better just released as a
just CD.
Yeah, just the Beatles, interpretation. rather than trying to
they saw Moulin Rouge, and everyone was trying to capitalize on it, so they released Dream Girls, Chicago, and.
Okay, so what's your pick for movie? For comedy or musical? Across the Universe, Charlie Wilson's War, Hairspray, Juno, Sweeney Todd. What's your pick?
I already said mine.
I saw the trailer for Sweeney Todd. It looks sweet. Yeah. So I'm going to have to say Sweeney Todd.
You want to say Sweeney Todd?
Yeah.
Okay.
That would be my second choice. But
I'd probably rank that second.
It's very cool.
Okay, actor, comedy, or musical.
Have you seen it?
The trailer.
There's the first 5 minutes, like the opening credits is online.
Yeah.
I watched that too. I'm just like, damn, this is creepy.
I'm not into watching the previous stuff before.
Okay, Jimmy has no idea what Cloverfield's like.
Me.
All right. If he doesn't see it in the theater, he doesn't even watch the trailer. Which, in my opinion,
I didn't even want to know about Statue of Liberty.
Stupid. Because if you don't watch the trailer, how do you know what you're going into?
I knew I wanted to see $10
for a movie.
Right.
J.J. Abrams.
Well, better know.
Cloaked in Mystery. I want to see it. It does. They don't need to sell me on it. Anyway, actor, comedy, musical, Johnny Depp, Sweeney Todd, Ryan Gosling, Lars and the Real Girl, Tom Hanks, Charlie Wilson's War, Philip Seymour Hoffman, The Savages, one. John C. Reilly, Walk Hard, The Dewey Cox Story.
Oh, dear God, no, on that one.
I'd like to see John C. Reilly
like
get his due.
Really?
I do want to see it. I agree with you.
The only funny part was like the Beatles. Like everything else. Really? And Jenna Fisher just walks around in bikini. Like, bras and panties.
I'd like to see John.
That is awesome. I like Jenna Fisher. She's available now. Would like to go on a date with you, Jenna Fisher. Sadly.
I would too.
I thought of everybody, though. She should have like stayed with James Gunn because they
I haven't seen it, so I lied. I'd
make
see
a cute couple, but yeah.
I want to see John C. Reilly a little more, though, because he's always overlooked. He's always a disappointer. Now that he's like getting a starring role, I'd like to see him win. Even if
I will say, okay, in that effect, I would like to see him win for that alone, but I'm not.
I think Philip Seymour Hoffman, he already won recently. I don't think he's really a contender.
No, who else was? Oh, Lars and the Real Girl.
Right.
Ryan Gosling. Already, that's my vote.
You think so?
Yes. I have seen Lars and the Real Girl.
I'm going to say Johnny Depp, awesome Sweeney Todd.
Yeah, he might end up getting it, but I don't
Johnny Depp will probably get it because he's Johnny Depp. But
Actress, comedy, or musical, Amy Adams, Enchanted, which I want to see. I haven't seen that. Nikki Blonsky, Hairspray. Helena Bonham Carter, Sweeney Todd. Marion Cotillard, La Vie en Rose, and Ellen Page, Juno. For that one, I don't think Nikki Blonsky will win. The Fat Girl won for Supporting Actress last year with Dreamgirls.
This is his argument.
I don't think another Fat Girl is going to win, especially not for Lead Actress, maybe Supporting. And I do think that's terrible. No, I do think it's terrible because I was all for Jennifer Hudson winning Dreamgirls.
They showed her reaction on, I think it was Access Hollywood or something.
Yeah.
And she's sitting on her couch, like in her living room with her parents, and she jumps up and goes nuts. She grabs a coffee table, flips it over.
Yeah.
She's like knocking stuff
Jennifer
over
Hudson?
The house, like going, "No,
Nikki Blonsky."
Yeah,
yeah. She was just like a normal girl.
Yeah,
oh yeah, yeah, yeah. And she actually lost too much weight while they were filming, so they put her in a fat suit by the end of filming, so that the character would look consistent.
She goes nuts.
No, she was. I mean, she was cute in the movie. Like, you know, her character was cutesy. She did a good job. I'm going to say, I want to say Helena Bonham Carter, but I'm going to say maybe Ellen Page for Juno.
I'm going to go with Juno.
Yeah.
Supporting actor, Casey Affleck, The Assassination of Jesse James by the Coward Robert Ford.
Yes.
I would like to see him win, finally. Javier Bardem from No Country for Old Men.
Ooh, I heard he was freaky.
Philip Seymour Hoffman for Charlie Wilson's War. John Travolta for Hairspray. Tom Wilkinson for Michael Clayton. I want to go for John Travolta.
They're all actually very good.
John Travolta did a fantastic job in Hairspray. Mm. You'd never even know it wasn't a woman if you didn't
but
know.
But you would, because you can hear John Travolta.
Not really. Not majorly. Like, he played it really well.
Like John Travolta would in a fat suit.
And because of the gimmick, I think he's got a real shot. But if not, I'll see that you're right. They are all really good.
Actually, that's a very good
I'd like
category.
To see Casey Affleck because
I heard he did really well.
Casey Affleck. Dues,
I heard, well, yeah, he did like two movies right in a row that were amazing.
I don't know.
So I'm going to go with Casey
You're
going
to go with Casey?
Yeah, they're all equally good, though. So
I'd like to see Casey, but I'm also in John Travolta's corner.
And Tom Wilkinson is good in anything he
does.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah.
Supporting actress, Kate Blanchett, I'm Not There, Julia Roberts, Charlie Wilson's War. And I'm going to say right now, boo, do not give it to Julia. I think she's a terrible actress. Well, not terrible, but not good.
Overrated.
Yeah. Overrated. There you go. So Rosie Ronan for Atonement, Amy Ryan from Gone Baby Gone, and Tilda Swinton from Michael Clayton.
I'm going to go with either the girl from Gone Baby Gone, or I'm going to go, what was the first movie again?
Kate Blanchett.
Kate Blanchett.
I'm not there.
I'm going to go with Kate Blanchett.
I don't know anything about any of those.
Yeah,
other
I don't
than
either.
Don't give it to
Kate
Julie
Blanchett
Roberts.
Plays Bob Dylan, and I'm not
Yeah.
Said they
give it to her.
She nails him. Like,
but, okay, here's my question.
Like, she gets him, like, perfect.
But should Kate Blanchett win, I think that would really hurt John Travolta's chances to win. I think only one of them can win. because they're the cross-genders.
Only one cross-gender.
I don't think they'll give it to the actor and the actress.
Yeah.
I just can't see
American
it.
Gladiator.
And given the choice, I would say give it to Cate Blanchett and then Casey.
She's pregnant, though, so she can't compete. Standing in her place will be...
Okay, here we go. Director, Tim Burton for Sweeney Todd.
Yeah.
The Coen Brothers for No Country for Old Men, which I heard is awesome.
Ooh.
Julian Schnabel for The Diving Bell and the Butterfly.
I don't know.
Ridley Scott for American Gangster, please no. And Joe Wright for Atonement. Again, I'm going to say Atonement's
I'm going to go with American Gangster with Ridley Scott, or I'm going to go with Watt. Are you kidding me?
Gangster wasn't all that great.
Ridley Scott. Apparently, America thought so.
I didn't. I disagree with America.
Well, you're not
America,
American,
you
Jimmy.
Suck.
Okay, his argument for the Star Wars, Star Trek thing was what's more mainstream?
Okay, we're
Star
not
Trek is for the
tonight.
Intellectuals. And okay. Star Wars is for the mainstream. Mainstream's what everybody wants to watch.
We had a large debate on mainstream the other night, and I would be okay with doing it in another show, but we don't have time to get into
it. I'm just mentioning it. I'm just throwing it out there to the great beyond.
Nick and I have different definitions of mainstream.
I could see Tim Burton actually getting the director.
Tim Burton
maybe.
Would be... Actually,
because, I mean...
They're all good, actually.
Yeah, I mean, he's...
They've got quite the list on here today. This year.
He's one of those directors. I mean, he does...
Tim Burton.
Yeah, everybody... It's not like I don't think he makes bad movie. Makes a bad movie. He might have some that aren't
as popular.
Okay, but all directors have stuff like that. I think. And
well, I love the movie. For example, not everyone loves The Terminal by Steven Spielberg. I think it's a great movie.
Yeah.
But like Tim Burton made that Corpse Bride movie.
But how many people love Beetlejuice and like Edward Scissorhands and all those? Great
the one with
that he
snow.
Made.
Oh,
all those great movies
Nightmare
that he
Before
made.
Christmas.
I think he made. Yeah, Nightmare Before all those types of movies. That, I don't know. I
can
think
I just say
might.
That he just really sort of created the character? That's all I'm going to say.
Moving on.
Move, look back and goes, I like what you're doing here. Keep it up. Don't ruin my morbid cult fan following.
Moving on. Screenplay. Diablo Cody for Juno.
Wait a minute. What were you going to say?
No, that's Mara.
Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't want to interrupt you and then I'll use.
No, I just... Okay, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to rush you, but we also got to keep it going because we don't have a lot of time.
Stretch it out.
Diablo Cody for Juno. The Coen Brothers for No Country for Old Men. Christopher Hampton for Atonement. Ronald Harwood for The Diving Bell and Butterfly. And Aaron Sorkin for Charlie Wilson's War. Now, I'm a huge Aaron Sorkin fan, but I don't see him winning. I'm going to say the Coen Brothers.
I'd say that of the guy that... Juno.
Yeah, Diablo Cody. I could see him being the...
Diablo Cody.
I could see Juno coming as, the dark horse and taking a lot more of these awards than they think.
Yeah.
Coming up as a surprising.
Good word.
What do you think about the screenplays?
What about him?
Did you have a pick? Or did you say that I wasn't paying attention?
You weren't paying attention.
Okay. A foreign language film, I think we can skip that one. Because who gives a shit about
it? I'd like to rewind back. I didn't say it.
I do enjoy some foreign language films, but I don't think we need to discuss
Diablo Cody,
it.
She turns me on.
I don't think
that it's going to matter to us.
Yeah,
animated film. There are only three nominees. B-Movie, Ratatouille, and The Simpsons Movie.
Ratatouille.
Yeah. Oh, I never saw it, but I heard it was...
Oh,
you should take that home with you, too.
No, seriously, that is the best animated movie
in the
last
10
years.
Yeah. Simpsons, I hear, is really funny. I would be so pissed if B-Movie wins, because it just looks terrible.
Yeah.
B-Movie, no. I don't...
No.
As much as I like Seinfeld.
Yeah, I like Jerry Seinfeld, but no, I'm not going to...
Original score...
Simpsons is funny. It's just I can't. Yeah. It doesn't deserve a Golden Globe.
Original score. I didn't know that Clint Eastwood wrote a score. I guess he's written several.
Yes.
And Howard Shore's up. I love Howard Shore. Go for him. Let's skip over that one.
Whatever happened to him and Peter Jackson? Well, I mean, for King Kong.
Yeah. I don't know.
That just makes me so mad. I wonder what the score would sound like.
Okay. Well, I don't think we need to talk about scores. I don't think we need to talk about original songs.
What are the original songs? Just real quick.
Despedida from Love in the Time of Cholera. Grace is Gone from Grace is Gone. Guaranteed from Into the Wild. That's How You Know from Enchanted. And Walk Hard from Walk Hard, The Dewey Cox Story.
Oh, Walk Hard.
Give it to Walk Hard.
It's basically
a parody. It's not going to win anything else. Give it the song.
It's basically a parody of, Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
Walk Hard.
Yes. Moving on to television. Best drama series. Big Love, HBO. Damages, FX. Grey's Anatomy, ABC, House on Fox, Mad Men, AMC, and The Tudors from Showtime. My first choice, I love Grey's Anatomy, I'm sorry, but Damages. I'm going to say Damages. Big Love may take it, but I would vote for Damages. Glenn Close, Ted Danson. It was awesome.
I wasn't listening. I'm sorry.
Big Love, Grey's Anatomy, Damages, House, Mad Men, or The Tudors?
House.
Yeah. I heard last season wasn't all that great.
From my dad.
Okay. Any I've not watched the show, it. John?
I don't know really any of those shows. Is too much, so, you know.
Actor, Michael C. Hall for Dexter. I'd say he's got a real shot. John Hamm from Mad Men. Hugh Laurie from House. Jonathan Rhys Meyers from The Tudors. And Bill Paxton for Big Love. I'm going to say Michael C. Hall or Bill Paxton.
I'm going to go with Hugh Laurie.
He's already won. I don't see him winning again. I don't. I don't think House is going to take it this year. I really don't.
Well, if anything, Hugh Laurie should win. Yeah. Hugh Laurie's won like 3 times, and like every time he's won, he always gives a great speech.
Yeah.
No,
he does give a great speech. Well, you know, I didn't know this, but apparently he used to have his own Monty Python like show on the BBC called A Bit of Fry and Laurie.
Oh.
And the whole thing is that they would do Monty Python skits.
Okay.
And I actually downloaded a few from YouTube, and they are really funny. And the big thing is he likes to play the piano.
Yeah.
And if you watch him, though, like Stuart Little, he plays like a clean cut idiot. And now in House, he plays the complete opposite. He's a hard ass son of a bitch. But you know, it's like funny. Like there was a clip. It was very Python esque of him going into an office, and he's like, "What's all the trouble then? My son came home saying that he got sex education. What's up with that?" And you know, Stephen Fry is like, "Well, that's the education. Fuck you and your time, Jimmy." he's like, "Well, that's part of our education. We got to teach the kids sexual. If not, they're going to watch it on TV because you're not being a good parent." And he's like, "Well, that's unheard of. You're teaching my kid this filth. He's coming home thinking that babies come from having sex." And he's like, "It is. How do you think babies are born, sir?" He goes, "Well, a father and a mommy love each other very much. They get married. House has to have a white picket fence. No touching the wife. And a baby, he just appears." And that goes on for probably about a good, like, 3 more minutes.
Yeah.
And it's hilarious. And he even writes his own songs, like we do here.
Yeah. And we're kind of flying through these, but I have an idea that before the Golden Globes actually air, I'm going to make out, like, a chart. And we're going to have to actually concrete our picks, like, fill in the bubble. Okay. And then we'll see who scores best.
Now, we're going
to
take a bet here.
Yeah, we'll put a bet in there.
Yeah,
Non-monetary. It's got to be humiliation. The loser has to do a humiliation the other two come up with. There's no winner's prize. There's a loser's prize.
John?
Oh, really?
I say we make a Survivor-like tag team deal.
No, you can't tag team. You have to come up with the answers totally on your own. And
No.
The person does work.
If any of us win, we have an A. What is it? What do they call it on Survivor? A pact or...
No alliance.
Alliance.
No alliance.
We'll have an alliance that if
no,
me or John
man
win,
for himself.
We'll torture Jimmy.
No.
I think that's hilarious.
The loser, the third place person.
And the kitty will be a part of it, too. The kitty will be
okay,
a part
anyway.
Of it.
Okay, anyway. Actress for a drama. Patricia Arquette for Medium. She really deserves it, but she won't get it. Glenn Close from Damages. Definitely should get it because she was awesome. Minnie Driver did a good job on The Riches, but nah. Eddie Falco for The Sopranos. It was her last year, so she may get it.
Yeah.
Sally Field, Brothers and Sisters. She got it last year, and she's good, but give it to somebody else. Holly Hunter, Saving Grace. Eh, maybe. And Kyra Sedgwick, The Closer. Eh, maybe. I'm going to call Glenn Close. I don't think she'll win it. I think it's going to go to Edie Falco. But my personal choice would be Glenn Close.
Yeah, it's The Sopranos. Yeah.
I know, but she's like the only... That's like the only Sopranos nomination in here.
Yeah.
The Sopranos didn't get nominated for anything else. I would really like to see Glenn Close win because she deserved it.
I did feel they got robbed at the Emmys. I will say that.
I disagree.
Yeah.
I
haven't seen
not,
the show, though.
Because really... Yep. Like, James Spader's even response was, it's shock and awe.
Yeah.
And no offense, the dude has won it, like, what, 3 times so far?
Yeah, he's awesome. He really
is. He is awesome, but...
But,
I don't think... He's only won once. Spader's won, like, 3 times, and it was the last year.
Yeah.
And Gandolfini did a good job in this experience. Did you watch that show?
Yeah, I've
I wish you'd buy the DVDs so I can watch it.
We're awesome.
Yeah.
I'd like to
watch them from the beginning.
Yeah, I want to watch.
I started watching them on A&E, like the old first season episodes.
That's what my mom does.
Aren't those edited?
They're edited.
Some
people
like
don't
want to
watch the cussing and the.
That's how my mom is. She didn't really care.
Well, see, I think the language and the nudity adds to the the show, so I want to see it uncut.
Yeah, just like Sex and the City.
Sex and the City, yeah. I would never watch the edited versions, never. Comedy or musical series, 30 Rock, Californication, Entourage, Extras, Pushing Daisies. I'd really like to see it go to Pushing Daisies. The only freshman
I'm
show.
Go, yeah,
well,
Terry Rock has been
too.
Good, but not as good as last year.
But Pushing Daisies has been solid.
I've always wanted to see Extras. Isn't that
Ricky Gervais?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to see that, too.
It's okay. Okay.
Wasn't this the end of Entourage? Entourage might win, because I think this was the end of
Entourage. No, it's not the end of Entourage.
I thought it was.
No, it's the end of...
I've heard that was a good show, too.
Or this is going to be the end.
Extras.
Oh, Extras. It was the end. Okay.
Yeah. Entourage, they had one more season because I think that movie they were doing got picked up or something like that.
I want to see Pushing Daisies take it. I do. But I have a feeling I'll probably get one of the two HBO shows.
I think Ricky Gervais is somewhat overrated. I'm sorry. Yeah. I know he created the... Which, I've actually seen clips on YouTube of the original Office.
Yeah.
And it is a little bit better than the U.S. version, but it's also more condensed.
If you'd want to see...
Do you have the U.K. version, too?
Yeah, I have... They had the first, they had two seasons, then they had the
Christmas specials. Christmas.
Yeah, I wanted to see that.
Well, yeah. I think it's also more condensed, so they knew right away what they were going to do. Right.
And the Pam and Jim characters
at
the end.
Mm-hmm, they get together.
Yeah. And the way that they get together and stuff, is really good.
That's the clip I've seen on YouTube. Yeah. I see the clip where he gets fired, and it's really just groundbreakingly good acting. And then it's like the last 10 minutes of the second Christmas episode. Yeah. And for the record, I love the guy who plays Arthur in Hitchhiker's Guide. Mm-hmm. He's the one that
plays the
Jim character.
It's great.
And the girl from Studio 60, who plays the one writer who's scared to write, plays
She's the Pam
character.
Yep.
Yes. Great. I'm sorry.
Actor, comedy, or musical?
The guy that plays the dwarf
I'm Jimmy.
Funny too, but,
yeah. Actor, comedy, or musical?
He's in Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Alec Baldwin, 30 Rock. Steve Carell, The Office. David Duchovny, Californication, Ricky Gervais, Extras, and Lee Pace, Pushing Daisies. I know.
I want to go...
I want to give it a Carell.
We were just talking about it.
I want to give it a Carell.
Steve Carell. Yeah.
Baldwin won last year.
I want to go with Baldwin.
Baldwin won last year.
Steve Carell drives me nuts on The Office. I know that's good because that's what he's supposed to do.
I can also see him going to Lee Pace,
I think he plays it perfectly.
Steve Carell would be my second.
Carell.
Well, but that's the thing, though. Like, and that's what the original Office 2 is cringeworthy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, but, so Steve Carell does his job well, but I want a likable character.
I think he's likable, and I love that they're developing him
even more to be a more likable character.
No, he is.
The
episode where he ties up at the end of the episode with Jim, he goes...
Jim, yeah. You can see that he was actually a good salesman, and, you know, he cares about what he does, even though he may not show it.
Right. He got the job somehow.
An idiot.
Yeah.
And some... Yeah. No, I know.
And you feel bad for him. So, like, when they were suing Jan.
Yeah. Yes. The actual so-called season finale. Yeah.
He was in an impossible situation.
Yeah. And he, you know, they're asking him all these questions, and they're breaking his heart and stuff. You're like, oh, man.
Yeah.
No. That was... Yeah. I think I'm more referring to season 1 and 2. Yeah. Season 3, I will admit, there was nothing in there that was cringeworthy for me.
Yeah.
But except the Indian party. That was terrible.
No, I couldn't watch that. I literally had to watch
it. Nick had to stop, yeah.
And then rewind it back.
It was cringeworthy, that one episode.
Because poor Phyllis gets shit on in every episode she's in that she's featured.
I know.
And that was the worst.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And Dwight, I love Dwight.
Yeah.
He's such a dick, and they developed him rather well, too.
Mm-hmm.
And
me,
like,
too.
He's getting along with Andy now, and then, like, Andy is sort of breaking his heart but not knowing. I was like, damn, this show is great.
I love the Andy character.
I'm so glad they added him as a person.
Yeah. I think we broke his brain.
Yeah.
Best episode when they hide his phone in the ceiling.
No,
that was pretty damn cool.
Yeah, it's like...
Is it Rockin' Robin or something?
Yeah, Big Tuna. Have you seen my cell phone?
Cellular
device.
Yay! Actress, comedy, or musical? Christina Applegate, Samantha Who? America Ferrera, Ugly Betty, please no. Tina Fey, 30 Rock. She was not nominated last year. I'm pleased to see that. Anna Friel, Pushing Daisies. And Mary Louise Parker, Weeds. I think Mary Louise Parker keeps getting cheated. I think she deserves it. No, I want Mary Louise to take it.
Jeez. I got nothing on that.
Movie or miniseries, Bury My Heart at Wounded Knee,
Ooh.
5 Days, Longford, The Company, The State Within.
Bury My Heart at Wounded Knee was awesome.
I didn't
awesome.
See any of those.
Yeah, I didn't either.
That was on HBO. And that
I wanted to see The Company, but I didn't.
That would be my second place one. Yeah.
Actor for a movie or miniseries, Adam Beach from Bury My Heart at Wounded Knee. Mm-hmm. Ernest Borgnine from A Grandpa for Christmas. Jim Broadbent Longford. Jason Isaacs, The State Within. And James Nesbitt Jekyll.
I'm gonna go with Bury My Heart at Wounded Knee because I saw like three of those. Yeah. Jekyll was okay, but it was not as good.
Actress, movie, or miniseries: Bryce Dallas Howard, As You Like It. Deborah Messing, The Starter Wife. Please, no, I like Deborah Messing, but that wasn't her best role, and she wasn't the
horrible
best
movie.
Actress in it. It was good. They're picking up as a series, but anyway. Queen
Are you
Latifah.
Kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It was good. I like Judy Davis. I like Deborah Messing.
Oh, fuck.
But I can't see it being a highly successful series.
I hope not. I hope the show gets
Queen canceled. Latifah, Life Support. Sissy Spacek, Pictures of Hollis Woods, and Ruth Wilson, Jane Eyre.
I'm going to go with nothing. I choose no one.
I haven't seen any of these other than The Starter Wife.
But Jimmy, you automatically get a point there for me.
I kind of like to see Queen Latifah.
I'll probably actually choose somebody, but just not right now.
I'd like to see Queen Latifah take it. Supporting actor,
I will do my homework and...
Yeah.
And Wikipedia, I love you.
Supporting actor, Ted Danson in Damages.
A logical decision.
Which is stupid because the other guy in Damages was way better, but whatever.
You know what? I like Ted Danson, so just to overrule you on that.
He was good. He was good in it.
Unless I hear something better.
He was good in it, but the guy that plays lawyer was way better. And he killed himself at the end of the season, so he should have won because he'll never get nominated again. Kevin Dillon and Jeremy Piven from Entourage. Andy Serkis from Longford. William Shatner, Boston Legal. And Donald Sutherland, Dirty Sexy Money.
You know what? I'm going to go with the odd on this one. I'm going to go with Mr. Gollum himself.
Andy Serkis.
Yeah.
I want to go for Donald Sutherland. I want him to take it. I don't think he will, though.
He was underappreciated as King.
I'm going to say...
Can I say that? I'll say that.
I'm going to say Andy Serkis, probably. But I want to see Danny Serkis.
We love Andy Serkis.
We love Andy Serkis.
He was not underappreciated. He was worshipped for that part. Sporting actress, last category.
Don't you want to watch...
Rose Byrne from Damages. Again, if anybody from Damages should win, she'd be Glenn Close. But Rose Byrne was good. Rachel Griffith, Brothers and Sisters. She should win. With Divorce and everything, she did awesome. Katherine Heigl, Grey's Anatomy. Samantha Morton, Longford.
She's a fat, stupid bitch. No, hurts her mama. Gollum hurts mama's hussers.
Okay. Gollum. Shut up. Katherine Heigl's good, but...
Katherine Heigl can suck big monkey
balls. I didn't
like
what they did with her character at the end of last season and into the season, so I'm not voting for
Gollum,
her.
Gollum.
Please stop. Samantha Morton, Longford. Anna Paquin, Bury My Heart at Wounded Knee.
Anna Paquin.
And Jamie Presley, My Name is Earl.
Ooh.
Ooh, Jenna Presley.
I did not. I wasn't that impressed with Jamie Presley in the first season, and then I saw her in other stuff.
I think she's
she won the second season, and she deserved it.
Well, no. After seeing her in other stuff, that is not her at all. She really plays that part. And when she was to say it live, she showed what a range she has.
I think Crabman should be nominated at some point as long as the show goes on because
he just plays the straight man so well.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Mr. Turtle.
this is a tough category, but my vote's Rachel Griffiths, Brothers and Sisters.
I'm surprised at being – no, they have one more year. They can win. They can be nominated next year, but Zach Braff should get nominated again.
Yeah.
Man, you're a fan of Scrubs. You should support Zach Braff and his – ever-ending fight
I
to
like
defeat
Zach Braff,
Tony
but I
Shalhoub.
Think there are better. Tony Shalhoub wasn't nominated this year either.
Well, I would like to see.
I would like to see. What's the guy's name? Plays stars in Psych. Sean James Roden.
I'm sensing a name. I'm wanting to say his name is Sean Ashmore.
Not the character's name. The actor's name.
The fake son of Corbin Benson.
I think it's James. Wrote it or something.
I check, but my internet's not back up.
That's dumb.
I
think
I'm
the guy
sorry.
Who started in Psych should be nominated. I do. I want him to win once.
I know you know that I'm not telling the truth.
I know you know they just don't have any clues. Don't know the rest of the words. Something gonna psych you out in the end. We already did that on our podcast before. Do you listen to our Psych episode? One of our best. It's only like 6 minutes long. Like, we got a big show with all this stuff, and then we did the second.
The thing is that Jimmy got mad that I cut it. I was like, "Well, that's the joke."
Yeah.
We literally talked about it for 40 minutes.
This episode is way over an hour. It's probably one of the longest we've ever done.
We also started recording like, an extra 10 minutes early because we didn't know when we were starting officially.
Right, but I don't think much of it can be edited, and we talked a lot. and this was supposed to be a nothing
episode. Oh, well.
But I have a feeling the Christmas episode, if we get it to a half an hour, we'll be lucky. I don't think it'll even make a half an hour. So you get your bonus this week. And next
does that
week,
mean I can work on whatever I want for the Christmas episode?
You can work on
you can work
pieces.
On whatever Sweet. You want, yes.
You can, we'll throw a few bones
we're gonna,
away.
We'll so toss – I think we should toss some like real
we'll
songs.
We'll see if we can get Nathan and
artists.
Wendy up here too.
That's fine.
Yeah, sometime group. Next week – I don't know.
Yeah, I'm so sorry we have more time
next week
together.
Might be rough.
Next week is Christmas.
Just to drop an anvil on your head.
We gotta get it recorded before Christmas Eve. I don't know when.
Yeah. Suck your fuck, it's full of
are you working Saturday? Alright, let's end the show and then we'll discuss. Let's end the show and then we'll discuss when we're filming again.
Alright.
Yeah, the end.
Jeez! You're a creep! Go away! We're having a good time until you start a cheapest! Go have some coffee with cream or something! Because I'll tell you something! This is a happy place!